Our next speaker, Erica Graham, is the deputy or a deputy general counsel in the Houston Independent School District, advising them on all matters of policy, regulation, labor, employment law, family law, and all the things. Erica is here today to talk to us about Fourth Amendment search and seizure when it comes to employees as well as students, so it should appeal to all of us in the room. Erica, welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for that warm welcome. I also want to thank the Planning Committee for entrusting me with this opportunity. I have been practicing school law now for 11 years, and this is my first time speaking, so go gently on me. also want to thank my colleague, Ashley Yee, for all of her assistance on the paper and the slide presentation that you're about to see. So we're talking about student searches, and I know that the only thing standing between you and your wonderful box lunch out there is me in this presentation. So I am going to be as brief as possible, and like my pastor says, I will not be before you long. So listen and listen carefully. If you don't remember anything else I say this afternoon, I want to give you this axiom, or sticky statement, as my mentor likes to say: reasonable cause before pause. In other words, before a school official can lawfully put their paws on somebody else's children to search them, they must have reasonable cause. So reasonable cause before pause. The Fourth Amendment is where all citizens have the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. And that does not exclude our students. And so our students have that right. And they also continue to have that right while they are attending school and school activities. And so this is one of those constitutional rights that students do not shed at the school doors. So this, however, is where the crossroad comes, because even though students have this right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, schools and school officials also have a substantial interest in maintaining the discipline and safety in our classrooms. So how do we resolve the conflict? How do we, what happens when those student rights actually intersect with the legitimate interests of schools to keep our classrooms and our kids safe? And so what the courts have basically come up with is a relaxed standard for conducting searches for students in schools or at school activities. And so the very first case, as you probably all are aware of, is the New Jersey versus TLO case, where the Supreme Court first came up with our test. They love coming up with tests for the application of Fourth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment rights to student rights of school searches. And so in TLO, I like to call this case A Girl and Her Cigarettes. TLO got caught smoking in the bathroom by a teacher. And the teacher saw TLO and a friend of hers engaging in smoking activities. Of course, the teacher ran to report it to the administration. TLO's friend is brought in before her. Friend dimes her out, yet she still comes in and denies the fact that she was smoking. And so the assistant principal, based on the teacher's observations, decided to conduct a search of TLO and her purse. And so, of course, TLO was sued, as stating that that was a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And so comes our two-prong test for reasonableness of student searches. So the Supreme Court basically came, the two prongs are there. Basically, is the search justified in its inception? Do you have reasonable cause to believe that there is either in process or close in proximity of time a violation of the law or some type of district or campus policy? So it can't be some generalized suspicion that somebody is doing something. Reasonable cause includes individualized suspicion that a particular student is engaged in some type of illegal or non-compliant activity at school.